Scripture reading, and so I'd like to invite you to stand for the reading of God's Word.
请大家站立，我们一起念神的话语。
Because the passage is very long, I'm only going to read a part of it today.
因为这段经文非常的长，就是约翰福音十一章，所以我们大概只念到27节。
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read it in English first, and then Huimin will read it, the whole thing in Chinese.
Okay.
This is John 11. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So, when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, Let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. After saying these things, he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there so that you may believe, but let us go to him. So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, Let us go also, that we may die with him. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus was already in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world.
好，我们现在念一下中文第约翰福音第十一章一到二十七节。有一个患病的人名叫拉萨路，一起好吧，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和的姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉萨路是他的兄弟。 姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子，并拉萨路。听见拉萨路病了，就在所居之地，仍住了2天。然后对门徒说：“我们再往犹太去吧。”门徒说：“拉比。” 犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往哪里去吗？耶稣回答说：“白日不是有12小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。若在黑夜走路，就必跌倒，因为他没有光。”耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说：“我们的朋友拉萨路睡了，我去叫醒他。”门徒说：“主啊，他若睡了，就必好了。” 耶稣这话是指着他死所，他们却以为是说照常睡了。耶稣就明明的告诉他们：“我没有在那里，就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。”多马又称为迪士马，就对那同坐门徒的说：“我们也去和他同死吧。” 耶稣到了，就知道拉萨路在坟墓里已经4天了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有6里路。有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚， 要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍坐在家里。马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你们。耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。凡活着信我的人就永远不死，你信这话吗？马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。感谢主。
Please be seated. I send you greetings from New York. Our church, Brooklyn Chinese Baptist Church, greets you. And then also my parents greet you. They would love to be here this morning, but my father has to preach. He is at FCBC in Fountain Valley. And so they want to say hello, and they would love to be here. But yeah, he's preaching there, and I'm preaching here.
首先，我给大家带来一些祝福哈，问话问候。首先是我在纽约的布克林的教会带来他们的问候。另外，代表我的父母来问候你们。今天他们非常希望想要能来这里听我讲道，但是我爸爸刚好也是在 Fountain Valley 一个教会在讲道，所以他们今天不能来，但是他们带来他们的问候。
But I'm very happy to see you this morning.Let's pray together, okay? Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us this morning to hear your word. Thank you for your great love for us. That you sent your Son to die for us.That his blood would cleanse our sins. So that by faith in him, we can turn back to you. Lord Jesus, would you be honored in this time? We want to know you more. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
My voice is not low. God loves you.
神爱你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
I can say that.
我可以这样说。
You can hear that.
你也是这样听。
And yet you still may not believe that.
但是你仍然有时候不敢相信。
You may not believe that because of all the things that God has allowed to happen in your life.
因为有些事情在你生命中发生一些事情让你觉得你不能够相信这句话
The things where you think, why God, why me?
特别是一件事情让你不禁要问说神哪、啊、为什么为什么是我
My friend had a sister
我朋友有一个姐妹有个妹妹
Her sister was a strong Christian
她的这个姐妹是一个很有信心的基督徒
She loved God and she loved people
她爱神也爱人
But one day, she was going downstairs.
但有一天在下楼梯的时候
And she tripped.
然后不小心绊倒了
And she tumbled headfirst down the whole stairs.
然后头朝下就一直滚到楼下
And by some miracle, she still got back up.
然后就是像奇迹似的她居然也还能够站起来
But when she got up, she was not acting herself.
但她站起来就发现这个人不太对劲
Her whole personality was different.
整个人好像变了
So her mom rushed her to the hospital.
所以她的妈妈就把她赶快送到医院里。
The doctors took an X-ray.
医生照了这个 X 光。
And they found a fracture in her skull.
他们发现她头已经摔裂了，摔碎了。
Fluid was filling up her brain.
然后整个的脑部都已经肿起来，有水在里面就肿起来，水肿。
So the doctors had to drill into her skull.
然后医生必须在她的脑壳上面开个洞，然后把那个水能够抽出来。
And they drained the fluid.
然后把那个水抽出来以后
After a couple of days, she seemed to be doing better.
然后两天以后，她好像还可以，还不错。
So they sent her home.
所以他们就让她回家了。
But when she got home, she passed out again.
但是她一到家就马上就昏倒了。
And this time she went into a coma.
这次是一个深度的昏迷。
They rushed her back to the hospital.
他们又赶快把她送回医院。
And this time the doctor said, "There's nothing we can do for her."
这次医就说，抱歉，我们无法再为她做任何的事情。
You need to prepare for the worst.
你们就准备一些最坏的结果吧。
A few days later,
几天以后，
she died.
她就去世了。
And it left everyone wondering, why God?
Yeah, 然后许多人就开始要问这个问题，说为什么神啊，为什么？
Why did you allow this to happen?
你为什么准许这样的事情发生呢？
She loved you.
她爱你。
Didn't you love her?
你不是也爱她吗？
That's a valid question.
这是一个很合理的问题。
It's a question we'll all ask at some point.
我们每一个人在某个阶段都会问这样的一个问题。
Why does God allow bad things to happen to good people?
神为什么让坏的事情发生在好人的身上呢？
Why does God allow so much suffering in this world?
为什么这个世上神允许有这么多苦难呢？
Can't he do something about it?
难道神不能够有所作为吗？
If he can, why doesn't he? If he loves us.
如果他能呢，他为什么不做呢？你这么多爱我们的话。
Now I believe God's answer to that question is John 11.
我相信神的回答就在我们今天的经文《约翰福音》第十章。
John 11 is God's answer to that question. If God loves us, why would He allow bad things to happen to us?
所以我们问神为什么好坏事要发生在好人身上？为什么这世上有苦难？我们在《约翰福音》十一章能够找到神的答案。
Now it's not a simple answer.
这不是一个很简单的一个回答。
It's complex.
蛮复杂的。
It requires us to take a close look at what's going on here.
然后我们必须要专心的专注于我们今天要讲的经文。
Look at what Jesus does and what Jesus says.
我们看一下神做了什么，神说了什么。
And then see how Jesus loves us even in our greatest suffering.
然后看到在我们最大的苦难中，神是如何的还是爱我们。
Because you know, when you're suffering, that's when you'll think God doesn't love me.
因为当你在苦难中，你往往会想到说，哦，神是不是不爱我了？
God has forgotten me.
神是不是忘了我？
Or God is punishing me.
或者甚至说神在处罚我吗？
But that's not true.
但是这不是真实的。
God still loves you.
神还是爱你。
God still thinks of you.
神还是念着你。
And He's still there for you.
他实在还是与你同在。
You just might not understand how yet.
你只是不知道为什么和如何。
Now, that's why we need John 11.
所以我们需要看一下约翰福音第十一章。
Now, before I go any further, I just want to say that John 11 is my favorite chapter in the Bible.
在我讲到之前，我要跟各位承认，这是我最喜爱的一段经节。
And I would go so far as to say that it's a big reason why I'm still a Christian today.
我认识，甚至可以说，如果不是这段经文，就是因为这段经文，我今天说还是一个基督徒。
Because without John 11, I would have lost my faith, I think, years ago.
如果没有约翰福音十一章，我多年以前很可能我的信心就已经丧失了。
I have seen so many messed up things in this world.
我已经看到了目睹了许多混乱的事情。
I understand when people say, I cannot believe in God because of the messed up things in this world.
我十分跟他了解，当人说我不能相信神的时候，因为他目睹了世上的一些混乱的事情。
I get it. Messed up things are happening all the time.
Yeah, 这就是混乱事情，就是不断的发生。
And that's why John 11 is so precious to me.
所以约翰福音十章是这么的宝贵。
Because it shows me how God's love is real even in a messed up world.
因为他让我看到神在这个混乱的世界中，我们还能够相信神是真实的。
At some point, I think all of us are going to go through some messed up things in this world.
我觉得在我们生命中某一个阶段，我们都会面对一个世界上这些一切的混乱的事情。
Like things that will shake your faith and make you doubt everything.
甚至让你能够整个信心都能够摇动，然后让你能够产生怀疑的事情。
Where is God in all of that?
在这些混乱中，神啊，你在哪里？
John 11 is the answer.
约翰福音十一章给你答案。
Now, you could spend a lifetime meditating on it. I have about 20 minutes. So, let's get started. Verse 1.
第一节,
Now, a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
好，第一节和约翰福音十一章第一节，有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
Here's the situation. There's a guy named Lazarus. He's really sick. He's so sick he's about to die. Nobody can do anything for him. Lazarus has two sisters, Mary and Martha. Now, all three of them, Lazarus, Mary, Martha, they are Christians. They love Jesus. They're totally devoted to him. How devoted? Look at verse 2. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. Sometimes bad things happen to a family and we say, man, they must have done something really bad to have that happen to them. But that's not necessarily true. Lazarus' family did not deserve this. They are what we would think of as good people. They loved God with all their heart. Mary even took expensive perfume, poured it on Jesus' feet, and wiped it with her hair. That's devotion. So they didn't deserve this, but it was happening. And they cried to Jesus for help. Look at verse 3. So the sisters sent to him saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. This is a desperate prayer. And it's interesting how they call Lazarus. They don't call him Lazarus, they call him he whom you love. In other words, this is a plea based on Jesus' love. They're saying, Jesus, because you love him, do something. It's the same as when we say, God, we know you love us, please do something. Look at how Jesus answers the prayer. Verse 4. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So he says, this illness won't lead to death, it's for my glory. Now, put yourself in the sister's position. You are Mary and Martha. God has answered your prayer. And he has told you, this illness will not lead to death. How would you hear that?
你会怎么个听法? 你会听到什么?
You would hear that as, my brother's not going to die.
你听到就说,
wouldn't you?
是不是?
Yeah, when you hear, this illness will not lead to death. This, oh, my brother's not going to die.
Yeah, 你听到就说不,并不至于死, 你就说, oh, 我兄弟不死不了了。
Now look at verse 5.
我们看一下第五节。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. This is a love story. Everything that happens is happening here because Jesus loves them. Now don't lose sight of that. Because this chapter is how God will love us even in a world of suffering. When those things, the suffering happen to you, don't let it make you think that God does not love you. We see in this chapter three things God will do because he loves you.
有这三样事要发生。
Right, three things God will do because He loves you.
三样神要做的事情，就是因为他爱你。
Here's the first thing.
看第一样事情。
Because He loves you, God will do whatever it takes to help you know Him better.
因为神爱你，所以神会用任何的方法让你能够加深对他的认识。
Now look at verse 6.
我们看一下第六节。
Verse 5, actually.Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was.
耶稣素来爱马大和的妹子并耶路撒冷，所以听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
Now what might God do to help us know him better?
神要如何让我们能够更加深我们对他的认识呢？
Well, to help you know him better, God might.Answer your prayer the opposite of what you want.
就是因为神爱你，所以他很有可能，当你祷告的时候，他回答你的是刚好相反的。
Because who does this? Who does that in this chapter? Who hears that their friend is sick and doesn't visit them?
有谁能够听到说有一个朋友病了而不去看望的呢？
In Brooklyn, I used to visit an old lady in the hospital.
在纽约的这个布克林这个区的时候，我常常去探访一位老妇人。
She was close to death.
她几乎快要死了。
And the only thing she wanted was for her son to visit her.
她唯一的心愿就是她的儿子能来看她。
But he always made excuses.
但是这个儿子老是找一些借口。
He had too much work.
工作太忙了。
He lived too far away.
太远了。
But the only thing this old lady wanted was for her son to visit her.
这位老妈妈所一心所求的就是我的儿子能来看我一眼。
Because that's what you do when someone is sick. You visit them.
就是当人生病的时候，你所做的很自然的就是去探访。
But it's very strange here because it's the opposite.
那这里是很特别，耶稣听到拉撒路快要死了，
Jesus
不但不去探望，反而停留了，耽误了两天。
Jesus loves these people.
我们看到耶稣爱这个家。
And then it says, so he didn't visit them right away.
他因为爱他们，所以不是马上去探望他们。
He delayed.
他特别的单延了两天。
He delayed for 2 days.
然后两天之久，他就在那边故意的单延。
In other words, he let Lazarus die.
换句话说，他就是特别的让拉撒路死掉。
What?
你讲说怎么回事？
How can that be love?
这个怎么能够叫做爱呢?
That might be very hard to stomach at first.
这个实在让人很难能够接受的啊。
But Jesus has a higher purpose in his mind.
但是耶稣有一个更高的目的。
He wants them to know him better.
他要我们能够对他更加深对他的认识。
He wants them to know that his love is stronger than death.
他要我们知道他的爱远超过死亡。
And there's a deep lesson on prayer here.
这里有一个对于祷告一个很深的一个教训在这里。
Because we tend to think that God is only real if he answers the prayers the way I want.
我们常常认为当神答应我们的祷告的时候，这是真是真实的。
At the time that I want.
而且是在我们需要的时候就答应我们。
But sometimes God won't give you what you want.
但是有时候神并不这样答应。
And it will not be because he hates you.
并不是因为他恨你。
It's not because he's punishing you.
并不是因为他在处罚你。
It'll be because he loves you.
而是因为他爱你。
And he wants you to know him better.
他要你更加的认识他。
Now there's a second thing God might do to help you know him better.
Okay, 另外一件事神能够叫你更加认识他的是。
Sometimes, to help you know him better, God might lead you through dangerous territory.
有时候神为了要你能够更加认识他，把你带领到一个危险之地。
Look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Then after this, he said to the disciples, Let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again?
第七节说，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。门徒说，拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？
So 2 days pass.
两天过后。
And Jesus decides, now it's time to go see Lazarus.
耶稣就决定说，哦，现在我们去吧。
So he says to the disciples, let's go to Judea.
所以他对门徒说，我们到犹太地吧。
And his disciples freak out. They're like, Jesus, maybe that's not a good idea. The last time we were there, they almost stoned us. Now, Jesus gives them a weird answer. Look at verse 9. Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." Now, here's what he's saying. He's saying, look, every day you get 12 hours of sunlight. I am like that light. I will light your way, so don't worry. As long as I am with you, you won't stumble. As long as I'm with you, you are safe. And then he explains why they're going to Judea. Look at verse 11. After saying these things, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." I love this because the disciples are trying every possible way to get out of going to Judea. They're like, "Oh, Lazarus is sleeping? Oh, let him sleep. He'll wake himself up." They just don't get it. They don't get that he's leading them to this dangerous territory for a reason. So Jesus gets explicit. Look at verse 13. "Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest in sleep." Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus has died, and for your sake I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." I love how cynical Thomas is here.
我们看到多马自己是有点愤世嫉俗的那个味道啊。
He's like, "All right, we'll go die with you."
好吧，要死就一起死吧。
And we're just like the disciples.
我们就像门徒一样。
We get cynical when we don't understand what God is doing in our life.
Yeah, 当我们不明白神在我们身上作为的时候，我们就变成愤世嫉俗。
God, why would you bring me to that dangerous place?
你为什么要把我带到这个很危险的悬崖之地呢？
He is helping us to know him.
因为他要帮助我们能够更认识他。
That he is our light and we will not stumble. That's okay. That he is our light, and so we will not stumble.
Okay.
And as long as we are with him, we're safe.
我们只要与他同在,
in fact, his love is the only safety we really have in this world.
事实上,
now, you might doubt that.
你们也许会有所怀疑,
you might say, how can that be true?
这怎么可能呢?
My family is with him, and yet we haven't felt safe. My family believes in him, but horrible things have still happened to us. So what gives? That's a valid question. And that's why we need this next part. You know, to help you know him better, God might stretch your faith to the breaking point.
神很可能把你的信心能够拉到一个濒临到一个快要裂开的一个程度。
Look at verse 17. Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother.
耶稣到了就知道拉萨路在坟里面已经4天了，伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有6里路，有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。
It says Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days.
So, Lazarus 在坟墓里面已经埋了有4天之久.
Do you remember what Jesus had told the sisters?
你们记得耶稣答应这两个姐妹的话吗?
He had told them, "Your brother's illness will not lead to death."
他答应他们说，你兄弟的病不至于死.
And now he had died.
那事实他已经死了，而且死了4天了.
What would you be thinking if you were Mary and Martha?
如果你是马大或者玛利亚, 你会怎么想?
I think you would be thinking, Jesus lied to me.
我想你也许会想说, 哦, 耶稣他说谎了吗?
Jesus failed me.
耶稣让我失望了吗?
He said my brother wouldn't die.
他说我的弟兄不会死啊。
But here's his body, dead.
他的身体死的身体已经死了。
If you were Mary or Martha, I think this is where your faith would break. Because it would appear you have evidence that God, His word, has failed you. Because in light of the evidence, how could God's word be true? Here is a situation where if you're still going to believe God's word, you would have to believe despite the apparent evidence. You'd have to believe even though the evidence seems that God's word has failed you. Now, look what Martha chose to do. Verse 20. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you."
马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。 马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在，我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。”Now
here is where Martha shows incredible faith.
这里，马大他彰显出他无比的信心。Because
she is choosing to believe in Jesus, even despite what seems to be the evidence.
因为他即使事实向他证明是一个真相，但是他仍然选择去相信耶稣。It's
like she's saying, "Lord, you told me my brother wouldn't die."
好，比如说他是说，哦，耶稣，你告诉我我的兄弟不至于死。And
now he died.
但他死了。The
only explanation I can think of is you took too long.
我唯一能够想出来一个理由就是你耽误了。But
even though I don't get it, I still believe in you.
我即使不明白为什么你会耽误，但是我仍要相信。
Her faith is stretched to the breaking point.
所以她的信心已经被拉到一个地步。
But she's holding on. She's holding on by a thread.
但是她仍然就想抓住这条线。
And Jesus offers her some perspective.
然后耶稣向她说明了一些事情。
Look at verse 23.
我们看一下第23节。
Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day."
耶稣说，你的兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。Jesus
said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?"
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。 凡活着信我的人就必永远不死，你信这话吗？
She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world."
马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
So Jesus says, "My word hasn't failed you. Your brother will rise again."
意思就是说我的话并没有失信，你的兄弟仍然是要复活的。
And Martha says, ah, I know, I mean, everyone's going to rise on judgment day.
Yeah, 马大说对啊，我知道到最后，你到最后在末日的时候，大家都要复活。
And Jesus is like, no, that's not what I mean.
但意思说这不是我的意思。
I mean right now.
我讲的是现在。
Because I am the source of life.
因为我就是生命。
Now, if you believe in him, you will never die.
如果你相信我，你就永远不死。
And you might die, but you won't lose your life.
凡活着相信我的，就永远不死。
Now Martha says, "Yes, I believe that."
马大说：“主啊，是的，我相信。
”I believe you're Christ, my Savior.
我相信你，你是基督，你是我的救主。
I believe you're God's Son.
我相信你是耶稣神的儿子。
I believe you're the ruler of this world.
我相信你就是那要领导世界的。
You know.A lot of people say they believe in Jesus.
很多人说我相信耶稣。
And we automatically assume that they're Christians.
我们就主动的就转换，就说哦，他就是基督徒。
But we shouldn't do that.
但是我们不应该这样做。
We need to ask a follow-up question.
我们必须要问一下这些问题。
And that follow-up question is, who is Jesus?
就是谁是耶稣？
Because every real Christian will answer you something like Martha here.
因为每一个真的基督徒，他会的回答就有像马大所回答的这样。
Well, Jesus is my Savior.
耶稣是我的救主。
And Jesus is God's Son.
他是神的儿子。
Jesus is the ruler of my life.
他是我生命中的主。
And that's what it means to be a Christian.
这叫做什么是基督徒。
To believe in who Jesus is.
相信神是谁。
What he has done.
他为我们做了什么？
And to hold on to him no matter what happens in this life.
不管我们此生发生任何的事情，我们就紧紧地抓住他。
But you know, after meeting with Jesus, Martha's faith is strengthened.
但所以跟耶稣见面以后，马大的信心就加强了。
Look at verse 28.
我们看第28节。
When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you."
马大说了这话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子。玛利亚说：“夫子来了，叫你。”
And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him.
说玛利亚听见了，就急忙起来到耶稣那里去。
Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him.
那时耶稣还没有进村子，仍在马太迎接他的地方。
When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there.
那些同玛利亚在家里安慰她的犹太人，见她急忙起来出去，就跟着她，以为她要往坟墓那里去哭。
Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就俯伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟就必不死。
You see, Martha's faith.Was strengthened.
我们知道马大的信心已经加强了。
But Mary's faith was not doing so well.
但是玛利亚的信心还是没有到一个那个阶段。
She still seems pretty bitter.
她还是有些苦毒在心里。
When Jesus came, she did not go to meet him.
当耶稣来的时候，她并没有出了家去与他见面。
And then when he calls her, she comes to him only to say, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died."
当耶稣叫他的时候，他唯一的见面讲的话就是说：“主啊，你如果早来的话，我兄弟就不会死了。”
In other words, she went to him to say, "Lord, why did you fail us?"
换句话说，他动身起身去跟耶稣见面，主要就讲这句话：“你让我们失望了。”
Why didn't you show up when we needed you?
当我们需要你的时候，你在哪里？
It's your fault my brother died.
我的兄弟死是因为你的错。
Now, I think we can understand where Mary is coming from.
我想我们很多人能够了解马大的这种反应，玛利亚的这种反应。
Because a lot of us would respond when God disappoints us.
因为很多时候当神让我们失望的时候，我们的反应就是如此。
God, why did you fail me?
神啊，你为什么让我失望呢？
Why didn't you show up when I needed you?
我需要你的时候，你在哪里呢？
Why did you let this horrible thing happen to me?
你为什么让这些这么坏的事情发生在我身上呢？
And unlike Martha, there is no, but I still believe in you.
但没有像马大说，我仍然相信。
No, Mary is bitter.
玛利亚的心里是有些苦毒的。
Her faith is shaken. I wonder how many of us have been there before. Where God has disappointed you so much that you're just like, I don't know if I believe anymore. But you know, right here, it's very clear. God has not failed you. You might not understand yet. But God has a good reason for everything he's allowed in your life. And he's doing whatever he can to help you know him better. It's okay to wrestle with God. It's okay to bring him your bitterness. It's okay to tell God honestly how you feel. Because he will use it to deepen your relationship with him.
When I
worked, I used to work for Starbucks.
我以前在 Starbucks, 星巴达做事。
I had a shift manager named Rebecca.
然后我有一个, 经理, 她的名字叫做 利百加。
Now one day I was on my break.
有一天我正在休息的时候,
and Rebecca burst through the doors all excited.
然后这位, 利百加, 她就突然从门口冲进来, 然后就开始很开心了。
And she said, Micah, you're a Christian, right?
她说, Micah, 你是基督徒, 对不对?
I was like, yes.
说对啊，是啊。
And she said, I am too.
我也是啊。 And
I said, good for you.
哦，太好了。 And
then she said, no, you don't understand. Let me tell you, I have been angry at God for 15 years.
她说,你不明白,我过去15年一直在对神生气。
And I was like, really? Why?
真的吗? 15年吗?为什么?
And she said, because when I was 8 years old, he took my dad from me.
他說因為當我是8歲的時候, 我爸爸去世了。
My dad came down with pancreatic cancer.
我爸爸得了胰臟癌。
And he died within 2 weeks.
兩個禮拜之間就去了。
And my dad was my life.
我的爸爸就是我的生命。
I could not understand why God would do that to me.
我真的沒有辦法了解神為什麼要這樣做。
So I hated God. And I said, well, it doesn't look like you hate God right now.
那我就说,你现在看起来不像你还恨呢。And
she said, no, I don't.
她说,对啊,我现在不恨神了。I
think I'm ready to come back to him.
我现在我想我已经决定要回归于他了。What
do you think I should do?
她就问Micah说,那我应该怎么做呢?
And I said, do you have a church?
说你有没有一个教会呢?
And she was like, yeah, I already spoke to my old pastor about it.
她说,对啊,我已经跟我的以前的牧师已经讲过了。And
I said, great. Can I ask, what happened? What changed?
我就说太好了,我可不可以问一下,为什么这样一个大的转变呢?
And she said, well, it's obviously taken me years.
说很明显的,我要经过这么多年的酝酿才能够到今天这个地步。
But I am done being angry at God.
但是我对神发脾气这件事情我已经差不多了。
Because I realized something.
因为我了解了一件事情。
I realized that I've been mad at God for so long for taking away my dad.
因为我对神把我爸爸带走,已经对神气,这个发怒,发怒了这么久了。But
I have never thanked God for giving me my dad in the first place.
但是我从来没有感谢神把我的爸爸赐给我这件事,我从来没有感谢过神。She
said God gave me 12 years with the perfect dad.
神把一个完美的父亲给了我有12年之久。Now
that really stuck with me.
所以这个事情让我印象非常深刻。Because
it's so easy for us to get mad at God when he takes things away.
所以当我们神把东西拿走的时候,我们很容易就对神发脾气。But
we forget that he's the one who gave us those good things in the first place.
但是我们忘了当初这些好的东西是神给我们的。It's
like Job says.
就像约伯讲的。The
Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
赏赐的是神,拿走的也是神,荣耀神的名。
Now Rebecca learned God had never left her.
所以利百加这位姐妹她学到了这个功课。
And I learned that God will do whatever it takes to help you know him better. Because God wants you to have a relationship with him that is real, that's not fake.
神要你与他有一个真实的关系,
it's deep
不是假的,
and not shallow.
是深的, 有深度的, 不是浅,
now here's another thing God will do because he loves you.
然后另外一件事,
because he loves you, God grieves when you don't trust him.
所以当因为他爱你, 所以当你不相信他的时候,
look at verse 33. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see.
33节，耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭。
Jesus wept. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it.
I've been holding up until now.
You've been doing a fantastic job, by the way.
You never know when you're going to have this bottle.
Oh, here's some water.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sorry.
No problem. Let's pick back up the story.
Okay, 我们继续吧.
Mary is collapsed at Jesus' feet.
玛利亚她在耶稣脚前已经那个崩溃了.
And she has said basically, Lord, you failed us.
对基本上来说，他就说耶稣啊，你已经失败了。
She is weeping.
她在哭。
Everyone around is weeping too.
每个人在她旁边的人也在哭。
And how does Jesus react in verse 33?
那耶稣是怎么一个反应呢？
It says he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled.
所以耶稣说心里非常的悲叹，又非常的忧愁。
Okay, my question is this: what does it mean that he is deeply moved?
这个叫做什么叫做心里悲叹，然后又是忧愁，什么意思？
In most English Bibles, the translation is a little misleading.
英文的圣经它的翻译有些稍微有些误导。
Because you might think it means that Jesus was sad or Jesus got emotional.
因为那个人认为就说哦，这意思耶稣变成情绪很起伏很大，耶稣很悲伤。
But here is the surprise.
这里是一个让你觉得很惊讶的地方。
The word deeply moved actually means angered.
这里心里很悲叹，很忧愁，事实上是耶稣心里生气。
It means ready to scold someone.
也就是气到一个地步，准备要教训人了。
Wait, that puts a new light on this scene, doesn't it?
这个让你看到另外一个亮光哈。
Wait, why would Jesus be angry right now?
大家都很悲伤，耶稣为什么会生气呢？
Why would he be ready to scold people?
为什么他气到地步想要教训人呢？
Like, can't he see that they're already hurting?
难道他看不到这些人都很伤心吗？
Look at verse 38.
Okay,
look, verse 38 literally says, then Jesus, angered again, came to the tomb.
这里38就说耶稣心里悲叹，表示耶稣又开始生气了，然后来到坟墓前。
Why was Jesus so angry that he wept?
为什么耶稣气到一个地步要流泪呢？
Now, a clue to the answer is verse 37.
我们看一下第37。
I know my numbers. Okay.
37.
Okay. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? You see, the reason why Jesus was angry was because these were his closest friends on earth. And even they didn't trust him. Like they had walked with him for so long. They had seen so many miracles. They were Christians. But they were acting just like non-Christians. They were weeping like there's no hope. Now that's why Jesus was angry. Because these were people who said, "We trust you," but they really didn't trust him. Like it's if God were to show up right now and stand right here. And then we still say, "Ah, there's no hope. There's nothing you can do, God." That would be an insult to God's power. Because look, he's God. He can do anything. So he grieves when his people don't trust him. As long as God is with us, we have hope. And then Jesus says in Matthew, he says, "I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." Look, I don't know what you thought of the election. I would guess that for some of you, you were pretty upset. But you know what? It does not honor God if we panic and act like everything is just going down. Ah, there's no hope now. God, no, that does not honoring to God. This is a time to really start trusting God. To trust God with your life. Don't grieve God's spirit. Trust him to take care of you no matter what happens to our country. And no matter what happens in your life, which leads to our last point. The third thing God will do because he loves you. Because he loves you, God calls you to trust him to make everything turn out right in the end. He calls you to trust him that everything will turn out right in the end. You know, a lot of things happen that will make you question whether things will turn out all right.
Take
the election, for example. Will things turn out all right for our country? A lot of people are questioning that. And you know what? That makes sense if you don't know God. Because if you don't know God, then all you have is other people. And when other people fail you, you're going to panic. But we know God. That makes all the difference in the world. We know that you cannot trust people, you can only trust God. We know that people are not in control, only God is in control. And we know that God is expert at taking impossible situations and turning them for good. I know we know this intellectually. But God wants us to know this by experience in your life. That he will make everything right in the end. If we turn to him and say, "God, my trust is in you." It's not in other people. It's not in the government. It's not even in myself. The Lord is my shepherd.
神你是我的牧人。
So I shall not want.
所以我不会失丧。
Now God will set up situations where you're going to have to trust him.
神会把一些境况摆在你的生命中，让你能够相信。
That's what Jesus does for Martha here.
这里就是耶稣所讲。
Look at verse 39.
我们讲39节。
Jesus said, take away the stone.Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days.
耶稣说，你们把石头挪开，那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他已死了四天了。
Notice how Martha is described here.
我们看一下马大是怎么样形容这个情况呢？
She's described as the sister of the dead man.
并讲说死人的姐姐马大。
Now this is to emphasize it's an impossible situation.
这是强调说这是一个不可能的一个状况。
Her brother is a dead man. He's been dead for 4 days.
就说他的兄弟已经死了四天了。
And Jesus' response is just trust me on this.
那耶稣的态度就说你就相信我就好了。
Look at verse 40.
我们看第四节。
Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?"
耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
He's saying, I know this sounds crazy, but I want you to trust me.
好像耶稣好像在说，我知道这好像有点疯狂，但是我要你相信我。
Follow what I say, and everything will turn out all right.
只要跟随我，听我所说的，一切事情都会安好。
So look at verse 41.
我们看一下第四节。
So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我了。
I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me.
我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信你，信是你差了我来。
When he had said these things, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out!The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go.
那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。
Jesus is expert at taking impossible situations and making them turn out right.
医生是，耶稣是专门能够把不可能的事情转变为可能。
You might be looking at the situations in your life right now and say, I don't know how that could ever turn out right.
也许你面前遇到的一些状况是你觉得说，怎么可能能够拨乱反正呢？
But in all of this, God is saying, hold on to me, trust me.
但是在这一切的状况中，耶稣告诉你就说，抓紧我，相信我。
Where God is, there is always hope.
神在，我们就有盼望。
Now imagine you're Martha for a second.
想如果你是马大的话。
You just saw Jesus raise your brother from the dead.
你刚刚看到耶稣把你的兄弟从让他死里复活。
What would you do?
你会怎么样？
I think I would turn to Mary and say, "See?"
我大概可能对我的妹妹说，看吧，看吧。
I guess that's what Jesus meant when he said this would not lead to death.
耶稣不讲过了，我的不至于死啊。
Jesus didn't lie to us.
耶稣没有跟我们说谎啊。
Jesus did not fail us.
耶稣并没有让我们失败啊，失望啊。
It makes sense now.
现在一切都可以理解的，明白了。
Yeah, you see, at first it may not make sense. We don't know why God allows things to happen.
刚刚开始的时候，你也许不太明白，因为你不知道神为什么要让这些事情发生。
But that is the essence of faith, is it not?
信心不就是这么一回事吗？
Like it's holding on to Jesus when you don't even understand why.
当你还不明白为什么的时候，你还是紧紧的抓住耶稣。
It's holding on to Jesus when not everything has been worked out yet.
就是在很多事情还没有解决的时候，你还是抓紧耶稣。
It's faith.
这就是信心。
And today God is calling you to faith.
今天神就是让你呼召，让你信心。
To trust him to make everything turn out all right.
相信他在最后的时候必是好的结果。
A lot is happening in this world. Bad things are happening to good people. Good things are happening to bad people. And you can ask why until you're blue in the face.
今天很多事情，坏事发生在好人身上，好事发生在坏人身上。 你可以等到问问问问到你的脸都发紫了，你也没什么答案。
But asking why will never bring you peace.
但是一直问为什么，并不能给你带来平安。
But what can bring you peace is asking who.
能够给你平安的是问谁。
Who can I trust when I do not understand why?
当我还不明白的时候，我能够相信谁？
The only one you can trust is God.
唯一能信的是神。
It's Jesus.
耶稣。
It's the one who loves you.
他是爱你的。
And he is calling you to trust him, that he will make everything right in the end.
他现在在呼召你，让你能够信他。
It's God's promise.
这是神的应许。
Romans 8:28.
罗马书 8:28.
Yeah.
八章二十八节。
Is it 二十八? Yeah, right?
My
All right.
brain's kind of burned by now.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you so much. You're
okay,
doing a great
no
job.
No problem.
Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
Okay, 我们这都很清都很清楚，大家一起念好不好？罗马书八章二十八节。万事互相效力，就爱神的人得益处，是吧？
This is God's promise. Trust him.
神就是说相信他，这是神的应许。
Wow, I know it's hard to believe sometimes.
这个有时候是很难相信的。
It was hard when Mary and Martha's brother died.
对玛利亚跟马大来说，他的兄弟死了是件非常难接受的事情。
And when things seem to be chipping away at your faith.
然后你的信心就一点一点的剥落。
But even in your most broken moments, just hold on to Jesus.
即使在你最破碎的时刻，我请你还是紧紧地抓住耶稣。
Even when it feels like you got nothing left.
即使你觉得你已经一无所有的时候，我也请你紧紧地抓住耶稣。
You know one of the simplest and most honest prayers I could hear sometimes prayed.
我觉得有一个最简单、最诚恳的一个祷告就是。
It's Jesus help.
就是耶稣帮助我，帮助我。
There have been times in my life when that's all I could pray.
在我生命中很多时刻，就是这是我唯一能够祷告，就是主啊，请你帮助我。
Jesus, help.
耶稣，请你帮助我。
You know, you'll be amazed that He makes everything turn out for those who trust Him.
你会觉得很惊讶，到最后他所有相信他的人，他的结果你会很惊讶。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your help during this time.
我们感谢主，你对我们的帮助。
I feel that the Holy Spirit is in this place.
我感觉着你的圣灵现在就与我们同在。
That you are moving your people to worship you.
你在感动你的人家你的信徒在敬拜你。
Thank you for your love that is in this place.
感谢你在这里面所充满的爱。
Thank you for dying for us on the cross, Jesus.
感谢你在十字架上为我们受死。
To wash away our sins.
能够洗洁净我们的罪
and rising from the dead
然后死里复活
to give us hope of eternal life
给我们信心跟我们盼望永恒的盼望
Lord Jesus, in this life we don't understand so many things
主啊在我们此生有很多事情是我们没有办法明白的
but we know that there is one person we can trust
但是我们知道有一个唯一能够相信的就是你
and that's just you, God
就是你
we trust you
我们信你
Lord Jesus, help us to trust you
主啊，帮助我们能够信你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, 是当我们愿意信靠神，在各样的环境，他仍在掌权，我们就能够在不同的，不管是顺境、逆境，我们都能够感恩。Yes, indeed, we believe, trust in Him. Then we know, no matter what kind of circumstances. We will give thanks to him. That's all, seeing the response to him.